It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Late this summer, I heard a sound I hadn't heard much around our place in all the 40 years we've been here, scratching out a homestead on these sometimes unforgiving plains. And it took me back to my younger days as a barefoot and suntanned kid, when I would spend the day running the red dirt hills and splashing the saltwater creeks in the oil patch of southeastern Oklahoma. After a day of play on my grandparents' hardscrabble farm, panting, briar-scratched, and with rings of sweat beads around my neck, I'd throw myself on the hard-packed earth beneath a giant mulberry tree and listen to a symphony of buzzes played by an orchestra of insects we commonly called locusts. The proper name for these entomological musicians is cicada, and they provide their concerts infrequently, since, like many personalities of the music world, they live a lot of their lives in seclusion. In the case of the cicada, they book their tours every 13th or 17th year, depending upon the variety of the bug. Crawling from the soil after a Rip Van Winkle sleep, they first appear as nymphs and begin to climb nearby tree trunks. As they climb, they molt, growing out of their exoskeleton by splitting the back of the brown and brittle shell, which is then left as an empty husk clinging to the tree trunk. The emerging adults continue their upward climb, quickly growing 2 to 3 inches in length, sporting bulging red eyes and nearly transparent wings. When they reach the treetops, the concert season begins, as the males drone out love songs produced by vibrating plates and amplifying cavities on their undersides. After mating occurs, the female lays her eggs, and then the adults die within a few days, leaving their offspring to hatch into tiny nymphs that drop from the trees and burrow underground. There they live a quiet existence, feeding on plant roots, until an unexplained body clock sounds the wake-up call for the next wave of cicadas to burst forth and sing. Cicadas appear in huge numbers in places where there is heat, humidity, and lots of trees. That explains why our place has been relatively free of their sawing, incessant, and sometimes hypnotic songs. Some people don't like the sound, but I love it. And when I heard two locusts croaking out their brief open-air existence, it took me back not only to my childhood, but to a favorite poem from a writer and poet who also knew the Oklahoma hills, but wound up living and writing in the ranch lands of Wyoming. His name was Charles Lewandowski, and the poem, published by Point Writers Press, is called The Short Adult Life of the Cicada. "Meet my wife," he said. "She tends my home and drinks good bourbon." Then laughed this rancher. I heard a hum, the oak-paneled basement of their townhouse decorated with mounted arrowheads and antique bottles. I heard a hum in the blue glass. He didn't hear it. Her eyes were already leaping, madly flitting from wall to wall. He had sight keen for things forgotten in the earth, but didn't see it. He returned to town one hot August day, found the door wide open, the house empty. Dry, transparent husk of a cicada nymph split up the back and occupant flown.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.